It's so long since I pressed this button, I almost forgot which one it was. Let me put the headphones on before I actually say anything important. Hello. Oh, there it is. Wow. It's beautiful being able to hear myself. Guys, it's happening. We have music to play, and we have a theme, and it comes from physical media. Dare I say we are so back. This is a rare occurrence. I have to get like my
No, it's
vocal
not.
stems
This
out.
is typical for our show.
Actually, it is. I think I've been doing pretty decently this semester.
It's the whole idea of our show,
It
but
is. Hey, hop in here, bro.
no, I'm good.
Okay. Actually, this is a solo show today, guys. Abby just happens to be in the studio with me, but I chose all the music. I'm doing everything by myself. But first, you guys are listening to WMC 90.5 FM, where good radio is college radio. You didn't catch the fact that that's the first time I've said it properly. Genuinely ever. Genuinely, I think that is the first time that's ever happened. But yeah, you're gonna listen to a PSA. And the one that you're gonna listen to is, we've done that one before. Have we done Shell Radio? I think so. This is a farmer's market. I miss the farmer's market.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taws Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May, and fall season from August to November.
Chills. Abby, actually no, solo show, I forgot, sorry. Oh my, you too. Actually, this is a great thing to talk about. So today it was beautiful outside today. Unfortunately, I had to stick most of it in McKeldin. But when I was in McKeldin, of course, second floor, you guys know how it happens. People, you encounter people encounter you. So I saw Meridian, and she did that same emote the entire time. Oh my gosh, I hate it. Oh my gosh, I hate it. I like recently saw the what's his name? The fox from Zootopia.
Nick Wilde.
Yeah, I saw the Nick Wilde gif and.
Yeah, that's the one I'm referencing.
Yeah, and I'm just like not a fan, can I say? I'm just not a fan. Okay. Do you want to sign
Oh, it's like, where is that plane from?
in? Well, I low-key forgot the name of the first song we're playing. You have to help
You're
me out.
still in a dream. That first one.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Surely there is nothing wrong with the one I'm about to play. All right. Well, do you want to talk about the song or?
This is from that album Isn't Anything by My Bloody Valentine. It used to be on Spotify in 2021. It's not on there now, but it's on YouTube. And I got the CD of this from Margot's dad because he was hip in the 90s and he was giving us a bunch of CDs, and I took this one. So thank you, Jason Pierre.
Whoa, full government. Thank you, Jason Pierre. Thank you, Margot. I don't know what you did, but thank you. Yeah, you guys are gonna listen to it, and we'll talk about more things after it. Enjoy. Whoa. That was crazy, dude. Totally tubular. That...
Never. Say those words ever again.
And I will, and you cannot do anything to stop that. That song does give me, like, surfer vibes, though. You know what I mean? No. Okay, that's fine. You don't need to agree with everything I say. But yeah, My Bloody Valentine. I think we've played them on the show a couple times in our lives, right?
I feel like once max.
Really?
I don't really remember.
Or maybe we teased the idea of it. I feel like we've thought of putting them on, and just never did. I guess. ADK. But yeah, it was a good song. Very rock and roll. Yeah. Do you have anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, definitely more rock. Thank you. Definitely more rock than, like, you know, Loveless, like the album that they're like famous for. When I sent it to Ethan, I was saying, like, I feel like it definitely feels more Sonic Youth. And like, I was looking at it, and this album came out the same year as Sonic Youth's album Daydream Nation, so like, I have no reason to doubt that they like were probably inspired by Sonic Youth. But I like that more, you know, rocky sound. Yeah, I feel like I liked to listen to a lot of that in high school. And honestly, today, like, with it being warmer weather, like, I feel like I just like to listen to, like, dream rock, shoegaze, stuff like that. So honestly, this episode is very fitting because I feel like I just want to listen to more of this even outside of the show.
Yeah, I like that. Today was really nice and warm. I was listening to an Underscores DJ set, like one of the ones that's like online type of thing. Oh my gosh. Is that edited?
No,
that's just natural.
No, there's a filter
on. Oh, I was going to say, that's crazy.
You're taking one, too.
Oh, I guess I am.
Smile more creepily.
Oh, that's beauty.
Jesus.
What was I saying? Yeah, listening to Underscore's DJ set, which is really nice. And then after that, I was listening to half of a Nina Jirachi, like show he played for Lil TJJ, Lil J, something like that. I didn't finish it. And then I re-listened to this Hakushi Hasegawa DJ set that he did for Porter Robinson. So today's been very DJ set oriented in like a good way. I've been enjoying it. This very upbeat music, I feel. But anyways, let's talk about the next song. The next song, do you want to introduce it?
Oh wait.
Oh.
Switch. I didn't. Not this one.
Other one. Or like wrong playlist, I should say.
No. I just didn't add it.
Oh.
This next song is Sugar Cane with a K, by Sonic Youth. Not much to really say about it, so I feel like we should just get into it. Shout out Kim Gordon. Yay.
Yay. Okay. Enjoy. Sugar cane. Whoa. That song, like, or like as I were doing, wait, words, 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 words. As that song was playing, it was making me realize I have not listened to this genre of music in quite a bit.
Right?
Yeah. But it's nice. It's like a bit of a reprieve, dare I say.
Yeah, it makes me wish I was an employee at a record store in like 1997. Like I would definitely be wearing like beat up jeans, black high top Converse, basically the plot of High Fidelity. Yeah, that would be me.
This reminds me of kind of like if my pops was still around, I feel like this is the type of music this is the type of music he played from what I heard. But this reminds me of like what I'd imagine he would be playing if we had a garage and like was working in like a car or something. Mm-hmm. He had this nice like Ford F-150 that I'm not going to get into that, but it was supposed to be mine. They ended up selling it. But if I had that truck, definitely be playing in that truck too. And it had like this like feature you could like record your voice in it. It was really cool. So like that's like my dad like had like a little voice. He's like, he would send me like messages on it. So it's like when I wouldn't see him, he's like, hey, little man, little man, little man. And it was really cute. So I feel like he definitely like would have like a voice memo almost like playing in it, like record like, hello, man. And just like play like some music back. Like, you know how people say like back in the old days, if you wanted to have like a cool, like, not ringtone, but like voicemail, it's like they'd play music in the mm-hmm. background and then just like put their microphone up to it.
Yes, bro.
Something like that.
That's cute. Yeah. That's really cute.
Yeah.
I remember doing that with my mom one time. Like, I forget what song it was, but I remember she was like, all right, I'm about to, like, press record, like, play the song once I say three, okay? Mm. And then we, like, recorded her voicemail.
Oh, for her, not for you?
No. I'm pretty sure it was, like, a Beyonce song. I don't remember what song it was, but it was some type of, like, 2009 pop hit.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what do you have to say about our next song?
In, like, the vein of, like, my dad listened to, like, old rock music. This next song, which I also hope is good for our purposes of being on the air. This next song, in fact, I can, like, demo it. Watch this. Let me be professional. This next song was given to me by Jamie. Jamie Ronnie, I guess. And Jamie is spiritually my father that I never had because he's it's Jamie. So like, well, sometimes he'd like pick me up or whatever. He's like, you're gonna listen to this album, you're gonna like it, kiddo. So in the same vein, this is like exactly the music I kind of or kind of fits the vibe of what I was saying about like my dad.
Let's put it on.
Next song is Parting Shot by No Knife from their album Riot for Romance, which is also surprisingly really good. I like the album a lot, so give that a listen to as well. Anyways.
Oh, shutting off. It's just the game we play. Is this your first time? The secrets I've been keeping in are trapped inside her leather skin.
I didn't want to. We can continue very, very soon even. But that song ended, and it was really good.
That was a good song.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Get that album listened. Very nice. We can just talk about the thing we were talking about right now. So if you want to just introduce the song, say a little something. You don't have to filibuster.
Okay. Wait.
Unless you want to.
About this, the thing I was talking about before? Oh, okay. I don't know if you guys have ever been to...
I meant...
Okay.
Or if you want to say it on air, that also works. No. Okay,
this next song is Vexation by The Garden. When I was listening to, like, a lot of rock, I also liked The Garden because they were, like, kind of actual, like, more modern artists. Like, you know, when you, like, discover a genre, but, like, all of the artists, like, stopped making music in the 90s.
Oh, I know.
Oh, of course you know. And you're kind of just like, well.
What I do?
I hope that they, like, decide to do a reunion tour.
Yeah.
Or like an anniversary tour or something.
Mm-hmm.
So finding The Garden was really awesome because they were like 20-something. And it's funny because like a year or two after in 2022, I think, I ended up seeing them live at Soundstage with Margot.
Oh, actually?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that was a really fun concert. Everyone there was like, they had the clown makeup on and there was Summer 2000? Wow. And there was, like, a pit, and Margot and I dressed up, and we painted our faces, too. And it was really, really dope. I feel like I haven't really kept up with The Garden that much recently, but, I mean, I still like their sounds. I like Vada Vada. I don't know if that's, like, the record label or whatever, but, like, Enjoy and Puzzle and Cowgirl Clue, like, as solo artists, they still make really good music. I know that.
Did you see that?
You, like, unliked it and then liked it.
I didn't mean to unlike. I wanted to add it to
the
thing.
Oh, my God. So then it, like, removed it.
The thing we're talking about yesterday.
Yes.
The thing we're literally talking about yesterday.
Oh, my God. So now you have no proof that you were, like, on that, bro.
I have other songs of theirs. In fact, this is, like, a newer song. But Yeah, this song specifically, I have to be like, nope, I'm a poser.
Yeah, bro. That actually, I get your pain, bro.
Dang, man. Pain. Dang.
But yeah, this next song is Vexation by The Garden. Or not.
Or not. My bad. Hello. Well, I'm going to fix this while I'm here. Okay, it's still my email playlist. Anyways, yes. The next song is what she just said. I'm not going to repeat it because I won't take her glory.
Thank you, bro.
You're welcome, bro. All right. Wait. Boom. Look at that. All right. Enjoy.
Short song.
I actually forgot to give my opinion on The Garden. I listened to them relatively recently. So I don't have that the same perception of them as most people do. To me, they're still not new, but they're older songs. Like I have Egg, I think, from really, really back in 2020 TikTok or whatever the heck.
Mm-hmm.
The heck. Ooh, look at that. That was a good catch on me. But the album, I can't say that word actually. The one on Route 66 is the album that got me into them. And this is their sound that I think about, not their old stuff. Like Die Mission, also on my Spotify, but I don't even. I like the song, but you will not catch me listening to it. It has to come naturally on my.
I can give you some analog.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. But shot The Garden. So a big fan.
We were listening to this album one time.
I remember the horse, yeah.
Yeah, zebra.
That's exactly what I said, and you corrected me the last time too.
Oh, actually.
Yeah.
Lol.
We can just do your next song too. Oh, what?
Okay, this what? Next song.
Why'd you look at me like
is
that?
Blue.
Why'd you look at me like that?
Bro, because you said I said lol, and then you said lol.
Oh.
But we kind of said it at the same time.
Yeah. I thought that was I thought you like shooting darts at me.
No. This next song is Blue Hawaiian by Pavement, which if there's anything that makes me middle-aged white man at heart, it's Pavement. I think I have, they're tied with Fiona Apple or maybe Elliot Smith in terms of artists whose albums I own the most on CD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I own Bright in the Corners, Crooked Thingy, whatever, and Wowie Zowie. And Fiona Apple, I have Extraordinary Machine, Tidal. Oh, wait, Fiona Apple wins. No, sorry. Oh. I have 4 of her albums on CD. Anyways, Pavement. Really like Pavement. Really enjoy listening to their stuff on CD. They're just some chill white guys, for real. And with funny, witty lyrics. You're so witty, Stephen Malcolmus. Also, yeah, there was a Beba Doobie song called, I Wish I Was Stephen Malcolmus. I remember listening to that and being like, who is that? And then I realized who Stephen Malcolmus was. And then I was like, oh.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's the end of my ramble. Next song, Blue Hawaiian Pavement.
Welcome to my friends. This house is a home, and a home's where I belong. Where the feelings are warm and the foundations are strong. If my soul has a shape, well, then it is an ellipse. And this slap is a gift, 'cause your cheeks have lost their luster. You know your cheeks have lost their luster. You know your cheeks have lost their luster. You know your cheeks are lost, the luster, 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 luster. Take it back, send the turn out of time. Tape machine needs to be aligned. The bark in the dog, and you've got a guardian. When the capital's S, it is followed by a T, and it's probably me. And the tones are grouped in clusters. You know the tones are grouped in clusters. Well, the tones are grouped in clusters. You know the tones are grouped in clusters. Clusters, clusters, clusters. Take it back.
What we were just talking about.
Yeah, it is like, well, like I was also sitting outside doing my homework, and it was lovely. Today was lovely, guys. I just got hate crimed in the back of the studio. Like, you actually don't understand. I have never seen you look so sincere. And then, like, I was like, you're like, oh, I would have loved to. I was like, oh, she's like this is gonna be like a fun little like activity. No, the thing that came out of her mouth after the look I was given. The dichotomy of this, dare I say. Wow. I almost have nothing to say anymore.
Cry about it.
The last song was actually, I don't want to give you the validation of that last song.
Tell me about the last song.
I liked it. I did not know that this is such an influential influential artist for you, but I enjoyed this. This is very nice. It was like,
for me, it's like, this is like, you know, you're talking about your dad's Ford F-150. Mm-hmm. If I drove an F-150 and I lived in like the rural part of Pennsylvania and I like sold fruit at like a farmer's market, that's what I would listen to in the car on the CD.
I see that.
Like as I'm driving to the market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that. Which also, actually, this is a not deep, deep cut, but real Baltimoreans, Baltimore Countyans know about this. But do you remember on the way, there's two. There was one, walk with me. This is Bel Air Road. And going up, this is the hill. This is where the two gas stations are. Right now, it's the Walla now.
South or north?
South.
South?
Yeah, like the BJ's. BJ's is like right here.
Oh, okay.
You're going up.
Okay.
And then right here is a new Walla. There's like the storage containers right here. And then there's like an Exxon or something up here. Or it has a Tiger. It has a Tiger. And then it's also like Ryan's Relics is like right here.
That
intersection.
Yeah.
And in fact, if you go right, that's like towards Parkville.
Yeah.
If you go left, have you ever been left?
Not often.
Okay. That used to be the road I took to get to elementary.
Mm.
And that guy grew the most voluminous like tomatoes or like watermelon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember they'd always have like a little market. Like it was like the type of markets where it's honor system.
Mm.
He would just have the stock out and said, please give me money if you're going to buy something. Don't just steal it. But there's no one manning it.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have just stolen if you wanted to.
Mm.
And I never got anything from there, obviously. But I remember my mom would like stop sometimes. It's like she drove me to school really early a day and she's like, I want to go check it out. But if you keep going down that road, eventually, you make it to White Marsh.
Mm-hmm.
And White Marsh, do you remember the one that the guy who sowed corn?
Mmm. Vaguely.
That one, me and my mom would tear up that corn.
Wait, where?
It's, I don't even know how to describe it.
Is it in front of some, like...
This is, like, houses? Okay, walk me. You go down the road. It's really windy. There's, like, a 7-Eleven over here. And you keep going. And if you go left, that's how you get to White Marsh. But, like, off the freaky way. Not off the way that goes off the big road.
Yeah.
Not that one. It's the opposite one.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a goat. There's like some goat farmers and stuff.
Yeah.
In that vicinity.
Yes.
In that vicinity, there's, if you keep going up the road towards the goat farm, mm-hmm. or the goat houses, away from White Marsh Mall.
Yeah.
And you took a right on that intersection. Or even a left sometimes. If you go left sometimes, very, very rarely there's a guy who sold next to the CCVC. But if you took a right, there's a guy who always had like a farmer's market like every Sunday and he had some really good corn. And I remember because we would compare it to the guy that was on the other side
mm-hmm.
and the one next to CCBC, I did not rock with his corn as much. And I don't know why.
Well, I was just about to ask you. Why did you think? I think the difference in corn.
That house was next to the soccer field. Not the one in CCBC, but you know, there's there's a soccer field like across CCBC.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just because, like, maybe the soil was too trampled on. I don't really know. But that corn was not as good.
You think he grew the corn, like, over there? I feel like it's on a field.
No, it wasn't, like, on the soccer field.
Oh.
But it was, like, close enough for probably like, some kid, like, kicked his ball and, like, it, like, hit the corn or something. I don't know.
I feel like they probably grew closer to, like, the Glen Arm area. Because I know there was a lot of farm area there.
Mm,
and then, like, they just
transported
drove.
It? Yeah. Mayhaps. I know that the one, the other one, like the good one, he had like a really big backyard. So I think there was some possibility there.
Mm.
Or the guy, the tomato guy,
mm-hmm.
he, right now it's like where the Golden Corral used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You remember how there's like construction on that hill for like a decade and then they stopped construction because it's like it wasn't working for them?
I know where the Golden Corral is.
That hill right there.
Oh, is it like
slanted.
The street across?
It's like Golden Corral. Then there's an intersection, and right here there's like a storage container.
Yeah.
This hill right here.
Oh, yeah.
It was
being
worked on for years. His the farmer, his house was up, like behind the tree line of that. And remember when you would go chop, you could see down into the Golden Corral from there.
Wow.
But I remember I could see his plants, so he actually grew it right there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why they were good.
Yeah, I don't think I ever was around there.
That's not crazy.
Ever, actually.
There's, like, honestly no reason to. The road was really skinny. And I remember I used to take it to... I took it to Eastern one time, and it was actually the scariest drive of my life. So there's no need for you to,
yeah,
to be scared of that.
I think I only took it, like, once. That was to go to someone's house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That was it.
Scary area.
It honestly was. It was, like, New Year's Eve, and it was dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I think leaving Mahalet popped, like, a tire driving on that road. So bad things happen over there.
Yes, bro. Anyways, for the non-Baltimore Countyans, I hope you enjoyed that. But the picket line runs deep. And I'm going to say that and not understand what any of those things meant in conjunction with one another. And then tell you that the next song is going to be Hazel 2024 Remastered by Far Apart. I think this is just like a rec from Mara that I listened to like way back in the day. And it's like an old song, and I think it fit the vibe good enough.
Hey.
Yeah.
Shout out Mara.
Shout out her. Shout out everyone. And that's my woke statement for the day. Enjoy. We'll be right back. And I've been saying, if you don't have a picture of your best friend's shoulder, are you guys even best friends? No.
Box.
The answer is no. I actually like that song. I think it fit the theme a lot more than I thought it would. So I'm glad that it worked out.
Yeah, bro. TS5.
Thank you. We don't have too much time left. So I'm just going to crank out this next song. Yeah. Or do you want to... No, actually, no. Yours makes more sense.
No, you.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying you'd be the last one.
Oh, okay.
This next song is by Clairon. I think most people here know who Clairon is. I've just been listening to a lot of them because of Hello Juliet being blown up on TikTok for that one funny meme that all the kids are talking about nowadays. Yeah, I don't think they actually fit the vibe of this show too much, but I've just been really enjoying American Girl. So I'm playing it, and I don't gaff about what you got to say about it. So
let's do it, bro.
Yep, enjoy. Oh, obviously, this is American Girl by Clairon. Abby was looking up the John Juliet TikToks, and yeah, also, I didn't even know I had the PC on. Whoopsies.
Wait, this is your...
I'll send it to you. But, The Clairon is a SF-based band, and I remember when I was there over, like, winter break, they're, like, doing a, like, semi-West Coast tour. So I think they were in, like, San Diego when I was there, and I was so sad that I couldn't see them live. It was, like, them and then Ozzy. I don't know if you know Ozzy, like, the purple hair girl on, like, TikTok, like, YouTube. You've probably seen the YouTube video of her. But they were both out and not doing any shows, and I was, like, every time I'm in San Francisco...
Slow down.
I'm trying to talk fast because you don't have much time. But every time I'm in SF, they're not playing, and it makes me really sad. So I'd love to see Clairon live, and I'd love to hear Hello Juliet because it's a really good song. I remember I found them in the gas station of the BJ's in Perry Hall.
Wow.
Yep. Anyways.
Why I Like the Robins by Hum. Good song. Thank you guys for listening. We love you all.
Bye.
Good night.
Mwah.
Outside of you comes into focus, collapses away lovingly. And hands to the glass and eyes to sky, and glued to the south, she waits to see. She's looking for birds she met last fall, who said they would come back different than all. She's waiting for six who know about sound, who promised to come back upside down. And I like your raindrop collector, splashed in my eyes and makes everything else look like you. So hand me the glasses, teach me to use them, show me the window I wanna look to. Promise to come back upside down.